All right, good to see all of you this morning. I wonder, are you going to be able to hear all right or hear back there? That lets everybody move up one seat. This is beautiful weather for sleeping. For speaking, no. So I'm going to watch close if anybody falls asleep. Have somebody wake you up. That one fellow was preaching and he looked back and this big guy fallen asleep. And the pastor said, "Usher, you go wake him up." And so he went on. The usher went back and boy, he looked at the size of the guy and he looked back at the pastor. He said, "I don't think so. You put him to sleep, you wake him up." So, anyway, turn with me, if you will, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3. Deuteronomy, chapter 3. Verse 1. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord said unto me, "Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand, and thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon." So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him until none was left to him remaining. In your devotions, how many of you, I shouldn't put you on the spot, how many of you remember Og? Right, this morning you might think it's the first time you ever heard of him. You know, you read through the scripture and you don't pay much attention, and so he was a king and he was big and he lost the battle. So, but I want to draw your attention for our consideration to verse 11. Verse 11, "For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man." Father, thank you for this beautiful day. We realize that you are in control and you're giving us what we have need of. So thank you for letting us be together. Bless the word to our hearts today. We'll give you thanks. In thy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have you ever wanted to coin a new word? We have several teachers here today. Maybe somebody can help me. Is there such a word? I'm serious now. I should have looked it up in Webster's and I didn't do it. Is there such a word as outstandingly? Great. It sounded a little, you know, you don't hear that every day, so I'm glad, because that's part of my title. I have it here. See, honey, I was right all the time. No, I mean, she would, not that she was saying no, but I mean. So the title of my message is this, Outstandingly Impressive. You got the title? Outstandingly Impressive. Here's my text again. Listen close. Only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. I know some of you are looking at me like, that's outstandingly impressive, this man's iron bed. That's a big bed. That's right. Now, I'm not lost. I've got notes. If you were back in that day, I want you to notice, I want us to listen for a few moments at some of the conversation around town. It could have been something like this. Hey, anybody here remember Og? You know, King Og. Anybody remember him? Somebody says, huh? Was he the one with the big iron bed? Then somebody else speaks up as they catch on. They said, I remember my father telling us about some leader that had a bed 13 and a half feet long and 6 feet wide or something like that. Hey, I know what you got. I heard you, but hey, you guys, let me tell you something. If you're ever in Rabbath, they say that King Og's bed is there. You might want to stop in and take a look. It has to be interesting. 13 and a half feet long and 6 feet wide. That's got to be something of a museum piece. Stop in if you're ever through there. Now, the question for you and for me is this. Have you ever wondered what you'll be remembered by? Just a question, okay? King Og, he had a powerful army momentarily. God took care of that. But the scripture records that he had an iron bed 13 and a half feet long and 6 feet wide. Hooray for Og. But think a king, an iron bed. Man, I almost slipped, Sister Case. I almost said that bad word. What can I say? Oh, boy. Oh, okay. But let's hurry on to the simple message we have this morning. The Bible, of course, speaks of many and accredits them with some specific mark of accomplishment. Thank the Lord. We're going to be known by something. You remember the Bible talks about Nimrod, a mighty hunter. You ever heard anybody say, that kid drives like Jehu? You've heard that, haven't you? We've all heard about Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. There was Haman, a singer. The sons of Elam were mighty men of valor. They were archers. People were known by a lot of things. Zechariah, he was a keeper of the door of the tabernacle. Known as a keeper of the door. That's okay. Benaniah. Remember what he did? He killed a lion on a snowy day. You remember that? Yeah. Town, they got tired. There was a lion down in a pit, and people knew it. And Benaniah got tired of it, and he went out and he said, hey, went down and he slew a lion on a snowy day. You don't remember that, do you? But he did. Kenaniah, leader of the Levites, was instructor in charge of the music. because he was skillful. Choir director. Remember Shammah? He defeated or defended a field of lentils. Remember the Israelites plant their fields? When it came time to harvest, down they'd come and they'd take it, the enemies. Shammah said, I'm tired of this nonsense. And so came time for harvest. He stood out there and man, he defended and I don't know how many he killed, but he saved the field of lentils. Shammah. I want to remind you, just as a friend, let's go by quick. You ever think what you're going to be remembered by? You will be remembered. I could tell you, I better be careful, but I just happened to look over and Donnie, you never think what I thought about Don. I was over in Long Sioux the other day, just nostalgic, and boy, we were over there 1 year and camping, and his folks came over, and Lodgeburg came over, and Donald was about this big, and we were visiting and having a wonderful time, but Donald was a fire tender, poking in the fire. I almost hear his parents now say, "Donald, get out of the fire. Donald." One thing about it, he had a nice name anyway. Did you know that even a child, the scripture says, even a child is known by his ways? Traveling around, my wife and I have had some interesting things happen. Don't try to guess. I've been with a lot of places. I'm not talking about your house. We were walking around the campground one day and one of the preacher's little boys sat on one of those little stoops, you know, in front of the cottage. Boy, he was having a bad hair day. Let me tell you, he was sitting there. He was not a happy camper. And I walked by and I just looked down and smiled at him. And he looked at us and he scowled and he said, "Don't yuck at me." You don't know who he is. He's still alive and well. Oh boy. We were traveling one day and stopped into a preacher's house and said, "Say, why don't you have lunch with us, supper with us?" We hadn't seen him in quite a while, so we said, "Okay, we will." So we sat in around the dining area there and the kitchen door was, the table was like here, and we were sitting down, and the kitchen door was out that way. And one of the little boys, and a lot of preachers have boys, he's just a little guy. He came in, and he reaches up on the table, and he's getting his hands into some, I don't know, potato chips or something, and just natural instinct, my wife went over and says, "Oh, no, no, honey, maybe you better wait till mommy comes. Maybe you better wait till we have supper." Man, he didn't like that. So we got around the table. I sat over here. My wife sat here. The mother over there and the little guy over there sat up in a little high chair. He was maybe 3 or 4, I don't know. We got ready to eat, and they're going to say the blessing. And all of a sudden, he made an announcement. He looked across the table and scowled and pointed at my wife, and he said, "I don't yike her." And so the mother called, and she said, "Oh, did Sister Myers correct you or something?" And then, of course, Mama had to go to confession. And she just said, and the mother appreciated it. You know, on his hands in the food. And I mean, they didn't take offense, but I could almost see his little face now. "I don't yike her." But you know what? That very kid I saw in a campground some time ago, he's grown up a handsome young man and really a good Christian kid. And, of course, we had the you know, reminisce a little for his sake. And but even children are known by their ways. You know, you meet up with some friend and say, oh, Myers, I remember, oh, look, let's not be going there. When I was little, forget it. I was a brat. I mean, not that I was mean. It wasn't my nature. I need a little sympathy this morning, so I will digress to tell you. There are five children in our family. I had two brothers older, a near of an age, and they kind of hung around together. They wanted to do things together, and they didn't want this little, you know, whatever around. I had two sisters younger, and they didn't want me messing with their dolls and all. And so I was kind of stuck in the middle. Come on, poor Donnie, poor Myers. But I was stuck in the middle there. And honest, I'm not kidding. This is, you can laugh if you want to, but this is as real as I am breathing. I was one royal pain in the neck to my family. All you got to do is ask him. No kidding. I don't know now as I look back if it just that I wanted some attention or what. Gordy and Jerry hung together in Charlotte, Virginia, here. And so I had to make my way through life by myself. And so I was, honest. I got so bad, I was conscientious. My brother, I'd run by him and I'd hit him and run. You know, hit last, I'd run. He says, Don, cut it. So I'd hit him and run. He says, Don, I said, cut it. He was big enough. He caught me. And I mean, he took me around here and in my legs and he squeezed. I'm right up here. You gonna stop? I says, Gordy, no, no, please, please, Gordy. I had claustrophobia anyway. And he's squishing the daylights out of me. Are you gonna quit? Yes, Gordy, yes, Gordy. Let me down. My feet would hit the ground. I'd hit him and run. Oh, man. And so at night, I was in trouble. And I'd start around. I'd go to my brother's bedroom. I said, Gordy, yes, Donnie. Will you forgive me? Yes, Donnie, I will forgive you. Jerry, will you forgive me? Mom and Dad, you forgive. No kidding. Night after night after night after night until I would just go and I'd just tap on the door and they'd say, yes, Donnie. Oh. Children are known by their ways, and all of us are known by the ways. And by the way, I did make a few adjustments, and believe it or not, my brothers love me to this day, and my sisters, yeah, they still love me. They were spoiled. But you know what? History records a lot of things. We don't need to go in a lot of detail, but we all know about Columbus. Anybody remember Columbus? No, you don't. You remember reading about him. He discovered America. Eli Whitney and cotton gin. You kids know all about that. Edison. And remember Benjamin Franklin? You know, there's something I read that you probably never heard about. I heard recently that Benjamin Franklin's wife was really behind his success. One day, thoroughly disgusted with him, she said, why don't you go out and fly a kite? There's Salk vaccine. Okay, let's come down here. I think all of us get the point. But remember, I'm not talking about humanism or what you can do. That's not even the idea. We're not living to be seen. But let's not forget, Og had an iron bed. Now, we have entered in another camp. We're going through it fast. But I really would trust my own heart and yours that when camp is all over, we'll determine not for our own benefit or our own glory or any pat on the back, but we would go out of this camp feeling, oh God, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain, so that whatever I do along the way, whatever I say, that when it's all said and done, help me, Lord, to represent you. And if anything, we'll be remembered because we love Jesus Christ. Now, don't get bored, but you folks are going to be remembered by something. I'm just kind of looking at all of you over. Probably something I'd remember about you. I don't know. Well, it doesn't make any difference. Drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. It's not a matter, friends. It's not a matter of drawing attention to ourselves. And our, don't you get tired of it? Our society is just bent on leaving some monument. Oh, man, these politicians, they want to raise so many million that they could remember. Who in the world wants to remember some of them? Forgive me, you can speak next if you want to, but there's some of them I don't want to remember. I'm not talking about a carnal pride, but I'm talking about a stark reality. You and I will be remembered for something by someone someday. We have a little, you don't mind some down-home stuff. I'm just trying to, when you go out, let's just remember, Lord, help me to be careful. Help me to be a Christian. Help me to be a gentleman. Amen. We have a little pleasantry at our house. I hope you do it where you live. You ever smile at your house? I mean, you have a good time? You know, really. Well, anyway, something a little personal is, some of you know, I have a large collection of toys. Fact of the matter is, I literally have a museum. You come down to my cellar, literally, one half of our cellar is 4,000 toys. And you're all welcome. I don't charge. And seriously, I mean, I've had folks come. Kids love it. Friends, neighbors. I mean, literally, it is a huge collection. In that collection, and of course, I like to do woodworking, so I make displays for these things. All right? I think I have the only book of yo-yos in the world. You ever see a book of yo-yos? I didn't think you did, because there's only one, and I have it. Okay, I don't want to bore you, but I'm going to hurry through this to just tell you my reason. I had these toys for years. I had them as conference president, believe it, in boxes, under this, in the shed. Oh, I mean, all over the place. When we bought a little house, I said, oh, my brother, literally, in one of those collections, I probably have 500 yo-yos. You ever seen 500 yo-yos? No, you haven't. So I like to do woodworking. I'm hurrying here. So I made it like a bookshelf, 6 feet tall, 3 feet wide, only about this deep, with I forget how many shelves in it, with little cupolas on the front of every shelf to hold the yo-yos so you could see them. Well, it didn't begin to hold the yo-yos, so I made a duplicate. And I hinged it. And so you can open this big book, and there's 36 square feet of yo-yos. Isn't that exciting? Well, I tell you, I told you that to tell you this. Some friends know this. And one day a guy came up and he says, "Hey, Myers, did you hear about the boat that was coming across the ocean with a boatload of yo-yos bringing them to America?" He said it got in a bad storm, and finally it started to sink. He said, "That boat went up and down 7 times. You say, "What does that have to do?" I say, "Oh, wait a minute. Now they're picking up jokes. I don't want to be known by yo-yos. I don't even want to be remembered by my toys. Give me a break. But when it starts, hey, Myers, did you hear about the boat of yo-yo? Oh. We joke around and we said, you know, like the grandkids, hey, Grandpa passed away, did you get anything? Yeah, I got 25 yo-yos and 32 Hot Wheels and 16 Pez. But now hold on. We were in an estate sale one day and my wife came over and says, Donnie, look at this. I want to get this. This is cute. So she had a little sign about this big. You know how they cut the ends like this? And on that sign, they cut out a crab hanging over it and painted red. And the little caption on the sign says, the crab is in. I said, man, why don't you get that? That is really cute. I thought it was funny, you know. And the lady only wanted a quarter, and it was nice. We took it home. Two or three days later, I went in to sit down in my Lazy Boy, and I have a light hanging there, and hanging on the light is the sign. The crab is in. Hello. I thought it was funny. I'm not kidding you. We got in bed that night and my wife was dead serious. She said, Donnie, I'm sorry. She said, I didn't want to offend you, or I didn't mean to offend you. I said, what? With the sign. She took the sign down. I laughed. I said, Paula, you have got to be kidding. Get that sign out and hang the sun. You didn't offend me. The crab is in. And guess what? If you stop into my house, it still hangs right side. She paid a quarter. My niece came in and saw it. And she said, I'll give you $2 for it. I think she wanted to take it home for a reason. But we wouldn't sell it. So it's an investment now. Now, you say, Brother Myers, now listen, folks, forgive me. I know we're in camp meeting and we're not here to be light. And I'm not, I hope you understand, I'm not trying to be light. I'm making a point. I sit there and that hangs side of my light every single day and folks come in and they say, we like your sign, we like your sign. It adds a little laughter and a little fun. But be very honest, and my wife sits here, I really don't want to be remembered as a crab. I really don't. Now she may, but she's not going to tell you any of that. It's not your business. Keep smiling, pal. Hi, Sister Major. How are you? I'm going to look at some. Never mind. You get the point. Seriously, in life, there are so many things that press in. But I don't want to be remembered as a crab. I really don't. Now, everybody has their Blue Monday. And don't tell me that some of you can't smile till after you have your coffee either. Thank you for not shouting me down. I probably couldn't hear you amens if you said them. But listen, a poet said, not merely in words you say, not only in your deeds confessed, but in the most unconscious way is Christ expressed. Is it a beatific smile, a holy light upon your brow? Oh no, I felt his presence while you laughed just now. For me, 'twas not the truth you taught. For you, so clear, to me still dim. But when you came to me, you brought a sense of him. And from your eyes he beckons me, and from your heart his love is shed, till I lose sight of you and see Christ instead. That's what I'm talking about. And this morning, remember, a rose smells as sweetly in the kitchen as it does in the parlor, or at business, or prayer meeting, or playground, or sanctuary. Thank God you can be sweet and kind wherever you are. Oh yes, there are days we don't feel good. Understand, we all know that. That's true. You're not jumping up every day. It's human. We have our days. But we can be known for our life in Christ. Some years ago, I'm sure no one here would ever catch on. It's actually interesting. I can remember, it was 1980, before the World Olympics, there was a group of men that gathered in Lake Placid. And I was one of them, with a lot of my friends from far and wide. They were going to try to plan maybe tracks, whatever. They're in that group of men years ago, now that's 33 years ago. We were kidding around, and there's one guy that was there. Boy, I want to tell you, he could dish it out. He kidded, oh man. And I got kidding back with him. Just let me tell you, friend, seriously. If you can't take kidding, don't give it. Okay, is that okay? That's pretty fair, right? And he could dish it out. And I got kidding him. And I mean in front of all of my probably 15 men from, I mean not only here, but I mean off. He looked up at me and he said, Myers, I could hurt you if I wanted to. Man. What? I mean, we were kidding back and forth. I could hurt you if I wanted to. And guess what? He proceeded to do so. Some dumb thing. Now, let me tell you something, friends. Unfortunately, I remember that. I'm going to bury it because he was my friend. And let me tell you something. He was more fun. He loved to be around him. Really? But all of a sudden, like I said, if you can't take kidding, don't give it. Don't dish it out if you can't take it. Anybody say amen or no? Is that okay with you? I think it's pretty good myself. So anyway, you don't have to tell how you live every day. You need not reveal if you work or play. A trusted barometer is always in place. However you live, it will show in your face. So all of us have our personality, and I'm almost done, if you can still hear me. All of us will be known and remembered for something, but aren't you glad? I am glad. And aren't you glad that the Lord can change our discrepancies and our idiosyncrasies and our shortcomings and can help us? Just take these examples home. Everybody remembers impetuous Peter, the sword-wielding Peter, the denying Peter. But Christ changed his life, and now we remember him for his preaching powerfully at Pentecost, and thank God for his writings. You remember Saul? Oh man, he hated and feared. People hated him and feared him. He didn't like the church. He was harassing them. But the Lord struck him down one day and changed Saul into Paul. And thank God for his writings. We know him for that. The demoniac out running through the cemetery. The Lord changed him and he was in his right mind and clothed. So this morning, if you are resting on some special iron bed or sleep comfort, let's be sure what we will be remembered by. At the end, when it's all over, we meet him. It will not be what others thought or still important. The most thing is what he knows. He said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, said, Lord, he came along and said, I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. I was in prison, you fed. Lord, when would we do all of that? When you did it under the one of the least of these. Thank God the Lord's going to keep track of your blue Mondays. No. He knows all about it. He's touched with a feeling of our infirmities. But he's going to remember our kindness, a cup of cold water in his name. A thank you. Amen. Forgive me, I'm done. Just a little personal illustration. And I know, please, you know me well enough. But this was brought to my attention the other day. I came out, I let my wife off at the grocery store. I went to park, raining like this. And I started up towards the store, and here came a little lady down in the rain. And she was right by her car, unloading that in the car, in the rain. I got on my car, and I just walked over, and I just held the umbrella over her while she unloaded her groceries. She looked up at me, and she said, oh, thank you. I said, that's okay. No big deal. I mean, I'm under the umbrella. And I stood there while she unloaded her in the car. And she looked at me. Now, folks, I'm not taking any credit. This is no hero. You know what I'm saying? Hope you understand. I'm not patting Myers on the back, but I hope you do. But this little lady, she looked up at me again and she said, you don't see this very often anymore. I said, it's okay. I enjoyed it. She got it all done. I said, okay. She looked when I left. She said, you just made my day. Isn't it nice to make somebody's day? You know, you're a pain in the neck most of the time. And so somebody says, you made my day. Man, I want to tell you, I went in the store happy that I was a hero. No, nonsense. Such a little thing shared the umbrella. We're living in that world, friends. Let's take time to hold the door for somebody. I'm done. Enough of that stuff. You don't see that? I hold the door for men. I never felt like I should let a door slam in a man's face. Okay, everybody happy? I'll let you go with this question. Have you ever wondered what you'll be remembered by? And do me one favor as you go. Please forget my yo-yos. And please forget the Kravis ensign. But when you're down and out, come around my house. You can spend 5 minutes or 2 hours in my cellar enjoying all kinds of toys. And I know Brother McAuliffe won't come. He's seen 10,000 tractor trailers. I think it was his father that collected tractor trailers, like 10,000 of them. And I only have 4,000 of everything. I know I said 3 times I'm done, Why don't you go home? You're dismissed. Thanks for listening.